on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles. It's your girl, Monique LeRae. I am so grateful to be here another Sunday with you guys. Thank you for tuning into my show. Hey, we are just working with new sets and props and things, but I promised you guys I would have money answers. Today we have Christina Biddle, Charpentier Biddle. I always butcher that name for some reason, but she's here. The Southern Badass, the Southern Money Belt Badass. And Christina, how are you today?
I'm fine, Monique. How are you doing? You look great.
Thank you. You look great, too. And what are we saying? You're the Southern Belle Badass, right? The SBB.
I am the Southern Belle Badass. I'm going to have bumper stickers with that on there, too.
Well, sometimes you need to just tap in to, you know, different information from all over. And I feel like I get information here on the West Coast. I get information in the Midwest, but it's good to tap in on the East Coast, and you represent the South and the East Coast, but you're also worldwide, right? People can find you all over.
I am 24/7 on the internet viral. I can be found at www.premierabc1.com. And from there, you will have all of my other contact information, email addresses, cell phone. So just get to that website, www.premierabc1.com, and you've got me 24/7.
I love it. And before we jump in with you, I had a few, you know, notes. As you know, because you and I... We just got back from the Pacific Northwest, and we're halfway done, Christina. Like, I can't even believe we started in June, Gentry and I.
Hey, Monique, I lost the entire first part of that. I didn't hear it. Can you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was just recapping about my casting trip for this pandemic documentary we just got back from Seattle and San Francisco and Portland.
How was it? Was it good? Good interviews and stuff?
It was so good. And it was good to kind of go to these cities where the news is saying one thing and you go and you just see for yourself. And I think that's the point, to talk to the people on the ground. And Gentry is my producer on this. And we had a very successful trip. So shout out to Portland. Shout out to San Francisco. Shout out to Seattle. Thank you so much for your contribution to the project. And yeah,
I am so excited. I am so excited about this for you and for Gentry and for society as a whole, because I think that a lot's going to come out of this documentary.
I think you're right. And, you know, people want to talk, people want to be heard, people want to identify in this moment. And whether or not, you know, you think one side or the next on your voting, we're all human beings and we all want the basic things. We want our kids to be okay. We want to be okay for ourselves. We want the future to be okay. And I think our documentary is just going to humanize what the hell is happening.
Yeah.
And before we get to you, because we're going to give her the whole hour, you guys, shout out to Lady Ray J in Missouri. What's going on, Lady Ray J? You know how to say their call letters correctly, Christina. What are their call letters?
T-O-K-O-V-L-O.
Yeah, baby. I don't know why I just butcher it. But, hey, guys, I want to give a shout-out to my fine partner. As you know, I have many things going on, as a lot of us do. And right now, Michael Silberg Family Wines, I have these 2012s. We drove up to Napa on our way back home from this trip, and we grabbed the 2012s. So a shout-out to Michael Silberg. Cheers. Hey, cheers, Christina. What are you drinking?
Right now, water, more to come in just a little while.
Hey, you guys, if you want to check out Michael Silberg Family Wines for Christmas or anything coming up, graduations, anniversaries, or just a pandemic sip, michaelsilbergfamilywines.com. Very affordable, on the budget, under $20, I believe, before shipping and handling. And she likes to say that her father's brand, and her name is Leah, second generation, pairs well with the wine glass. You don't need cheese and crackers, although we encourage it. And they have four varietals: Chardonnay, Rosé, Pinot, and Merlot. And I want to give a special, special shout out, as I feel like I dropped my card, my cue card, but I guess I'll go rogue. I want to give a shout out to all the business owners out there who are not just business owners, they're mothers, their fathers, their aunts, their uncles, their grandparents. They are entrepreneurs and they're taking classes. They're making dinner. They're nurses and doctors, everybody that's out here trying to make this work somehow. I may respect because after the podcast, I go do my own thing. I'm an auntie five times over by people's friends and kids, but I get to take the hat off. How do you do it, Christina? You're a mom. How the hell do you do it?
Well, it just happens. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, they always say if you wait to have kids when you have money, you'll never have kids. Well, this is one of those things where you better have the kids or you're going to have absolutely no sanity. That's why you have them young.
I was on the other plan. I was on the first plan. It's TikTok now. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, you have fun with that. Our kids range from 21 to 4. So, great.
Wow.
But now, as a mother and entrepreneur and now school teacher. So we have to add that to the mother and the father's repertoire because now we're having to be school teachers.
Right. Gosh, God bless you. I mean, I am taking some classes online, but I know for a fact that you are very organized and this is why we work well together. Because I'll call you guys, I'll call Christina up and be like, hey, you want to do a show? And she'll get a whole plan. So speaking of that, with, you know, less than 50 minutes on the clock, let's turn it over to our Southern Belle badass, Christina Charpentier Biddle, down in Alabama and North Carolina and worldwide, answering your calls 24/7. Tell us what you know about money right now. Help people out. People are missing $600. What do you know?
Well, what I know right now is, first of all, I want to say hello, everyone, and I hope you're having a wonderful Sunday evening. Christina Charpentier Biddle, owner and entrepreneur of Premier Accounting in Birmingham, Alabama, and Bisco, North Carolina, and via World Wide Web.
Yes.
Well, so far on the money end of it, nothing has really gone on with the stimulus package because Congress has adjourned and they're all on vacation. So there's nothing in the works right now for a stimulus check. As it stands right now, unemployment is at a dead standstill as far as the federal portion of the
CARES, the $600 pandemic stimulus.
Yeah.
People are missing that.
I can give you all the acronyms for it, but I just don't know if people would completely understand that. It's the PUA, Pandemic Unemployment Assistance. So anyway, with that being gone, all people are going to be able to draw are their state benefits. And hopefully that's not going to run out for some people for quite some time until at least September, whenever Congress comes back. But there are a couple. So basically there's nothing new on the home front when it comes to the stimulus package or anything else. We're just kind of at a dead standstill. So what I feel that need to do right now is I need to express my concern to people as far as the money that they have received.
Let's not focus on
what we're gonna get. Let's focus on what we've already gotten and how we need to treat it going forward at this point. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, do I have to pay taxes on this money? That's the question that everybody should be asking right now. This money that I have gotten and I haven't been working, do I have to pay taxes on this money? The answer is yes.
It's a good question to ask and answer. Yes.
And now, from what I'm understanding, now here is a concern that I have, and I haven't found anyone yet that can hash this out for me. The $1,200 stimulus check was supposed to be tax-free, and it is thus far. My only question is if you will have to count it as income on your tax return, which some people with that little amount, and then if you add in some of their Social Security, they're still not going to pay income tax. But you've got those that are on unemployment that might have had a job, and now that you have to add in an additional $1,200, that may even put them in a 10% tax bracket or increase them to a 12% tax bracket.
Break that down for people who do not understand that. Like, for people who just get a check every 2 weeks or a month or a quarter or however they get paid, and they just can't grasp that because they've not been in this situation. Can you give us, make it real simple for us?
I can.
Okay. Thank you.
Basically, if you are getting, let's say you only made $6,500 in the first quarter of this year, and then you've been drawing unemployment since then. And now for the rest of the year, you're going to be paying unemployment. You're going to be getting unemployment statewide and possibly working some to subsidize your income. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, let's say that you had earnings of, say, $16,000. Okay. Now, that is considered unemployment and what you earned having a job. So that is cumulative for job and unemployment. Okay. Well, now, let's say you're not being taxed at all. But let's say you add in the $1,200 as just income, ordinary income, then that could actually throw you into a tax bracket.
It can shift you from where you were. And
exactly. Yeah. So you can either go from owing no taxes to owing some taxes. And sometimes that is the fine line between, say, the 10% tax bracket and the 12% tax. A dollar can make that one tax bracket. But luckily, I mean, you know, but that's what I wanted to tell everyone, is that I don't want them to consider any of this money free money, because it's not. When it comes time for taxes, you will have to pay taxes on your unemployment if you are required to. And the reason why you would possibly be required to is if you made enough at the beginning of the year. Let's say you made, I don't know, $25,000 the first quarter of the year, and then all of a sudden, bam, you're living on this unemployment. Well, here's the thing about it. When you add the unemployment and the earned income together, that's going to cause some of your unemployment to become taxable.
And also, if you don't have write-offs, right? Like, if you don't have those expenses, those startup expenses, or travel and hair and makeup, or tools or plumbing or whatever you might be doing.
And see, that's another thing too. I was going to dive into that in a few minutes. Yes, you need to be saving your receipts. All of your expenses, like Monique just said, depending on the type of business you're in, your hair, your makeup, your clothes, believe it or not, depending on the line of work you're in, breast augmentation can be tax deductible as well.
Well, I mean, we're all like 2 months away from becoming OnlyFans and being porn stars. So there's that. Sorry, everybody.
No, I'm going to tell you, seriously, the government does not care. The government does not care if you, what kind of work you're in. Nothing is illegal in the eyes of the IRS.
Well, especially not right now.
Well, no, even drug dealing is not illegal in the IRS. They have their own set of tax code for manufacturing an illicit substance.
Wait. Okay, I wish I had a dropping bombs sound effect. Christina just dropped some knowledge. She's about to give us some street cred. Please do share, Christina. Are we talking about the green stuff? What are we talking about?
Oh, anything and everything. The IRS does not consider anything basically illegal. So let me start this out.
Okay.
So in the eyes of the law, drugs are illegal. In the eyes of the IRS, they don't give two shits. As long as somebody pays taxes on that, they don't care.
As long as you pay to play.
That's right. See, that's the thing about it. What happens is this, the way this goes down is on a state level, let's say that you live in North Carolina, and let's say that you have some OxyContins that you want to sell. And so what you do is you go to Raleigh, which is the state capital, and you go to the Department of Revenue. There is a particular division there that you go to. There are no cameras, nothing. It is completely anonymous. And what you do is you go in and you say, I have this much of whatever substance, I need to buy a tax stamp. So what they do is they figure it up based on the weight and how much you have, and they sell you a tax stamp, and it's an actual stamp. And what you're supposed to do is affix this to the either the marijuana plant or to the bottle, whatever has the illicit substance in it. What happens at that point is you're not legal. Don't get me wrong. You're not legal unless you're in a state that makes all this legal. What it does is this.
Okay.
A lot of people, and see, I have actually represented people who have just gotten out of prison for drugs. What they come to me for, I'm sorry, go ahead. What they come to me for representation for is they were busted with drugs. They had not purchased the tax stamp. Now, what happens is the law finds them illegal. Okay. Then they take the drugs or whatever it is, and they send it off to the state, and the state considers that earned income. In other words, they consider that, those drugs as sold, so that's income. So now you owe income tax on it. Well, while your tail's sitting in prison, you're accumulating interest, penalties, stupid fees, and everything else.
It's a dirty game, because if you don't get the right stamp and get the right classification for your paraphernalia, they will get you, and then they'll get you. But if you get the right...
If you go in and get the right stamps for the right amount of merchant, for the right amount of product, then when you get busted, you're only busted by the law, because when they send it into the state, they're going to have that tax stamp, and it's going to say taxes have already been paid. So when they get out of prison, they're not going to owe income tax, because it's going to show taxes paid.
Wow. All right, you guys, we just got a golden nugget here, because we're all a couple months away from either being porn stars online or selling paraphernalia or opening
something.
A cult or something. Something that thought was not what we would be doing, right, in 2020. I'm just kidding, kind of.
You know, and I'm going to tell you, there are reasons why there are these laws.
Huh.
I have always said that there is a huge disconnect between the judicial law and the tax law. And this is one of the instances that it is. For the simple fact, the IRS says it's okay because I paid taxes on it. The law says it's not okay because they got a bug up their ass. You know?
Well, it's hypocritical. Quite frankly,
it really is. It is quite hypocritical, because it just shows you it's all about the money.
It's all about the Benjamins, as Puff Daddy would say.
Exactly. And, you know, that's why I'm all for it just becoming legal. I have an entire tax system worked out for it, too, to where, you know, a separate, because the IRS actually has a set of tax code for illicit drug manufacturers. You just basically can't write off any of your expenses. If you manufacture, that's why everybody always says that they are in loan care, because at least in loan care, you can write off your expenses, such as your gas and things like that. But whenever you are manufacturing illicit drugs, you're not supposed to write off any of your expenses.
And
so
let's
all
be
of
clear.
It is right 100% profit.
Okay. I mean, and let's be clear, right? Like, what is illicit? Because weed for a while ago was illicit, but it grows out of the ground. But because they couldn't really quantify it and track it and tax it necessarily until just now, and also, you know, see how much over the limit you are, it was considered illegal. And that was only because of the money part. Remember when this guy was illegal?
And then prohibition.
And then we had the roaring 20s after the 1918 pandemic. Cheers to that, right? So,
absolutely.
Wow, we've gone down a whole nother rabbit hole. What else do you have for us? Thank you for sharing that. For any people who are in that line of work, not knocking you, pay your bills, take care of your family, don't hurt anybody.
And just realize that there is a tax code for you out there, because in the eyes of the IRS, nothing is illegal.
Who knew? You knew.
Exactly.
Thanks for sharing that with the startup. I mean, if you guys are looking to start up something illicit, it's not something that we're promoting. But if you're doing it, Christina can help you. And apparently the IRS says it's okay, but the IRS isn't God. So
yeah, the IRS is not going to lock your butt up either. But the thing about it is, for anyone out there, when times get hard, just know that there are people like me out there willing to help you provide for your family in a manner that is conducive to society.
There you go. And as long as the startup supports every type of person. I have friends on all sides of the spectrum. And honestly, you guys, if you're honest, you don't hurt nobody, and you are taking care of your responsibilities. I support what adults want to do. And I trust that you know what's best for yourself and your family. And I think that's your natural born right to have choice on what's good for you. And what else do you have for us? I'm excited to see what else you're going to share with us.
Well, some other things that are taxable that a lot of people don't realize is alimony is still taxable income to those who receive it.
Boy, we're hitting all the hard subjects. We're marriage and drugs.
Exactly. I'm telling you. And see, that's the thing about it. I want to run through some deductions that a lot of people don't think about. And alimony, now it is not deductible to the person that is paying the alimony. If you have a divorce that has been since 2018, then with the new Tax Cut and Job Creation Act of Donald Trump, he got rid of the alimony being able to be written off. But you have to count it as income. Now,
how many marriages has he been on? I'm just curious.
I don't know. I don't know. But you know, the thing about it is, whenever the law was created, it was only 2018 going forward. So it must be that all the alimony he pays is going to be tax deductible.
Huh. All right.
It's amazing how these laws went. Now, another thing too, because a lot of people, I'm feeling the need to say this, and I'm not classifying anybody, and I'm not saying anything bad about anybody. I'm just telling you what you need, okay?
Let's go.
So for anybody somebody that is in court and they are looking for court-appointed damages and things like that, the only part of that that is taxable is punitive damages, lost pay, business damages, things like that. Now, the things that are not taxable are awards for like a physical injury, a sickness, or emotional distress. In other words, compensatory damages are non-taxable. When it compensates
compensatory.
You want anything in a lawsuit to be, or any kind of payout, you want it to be compensatory damages and not punitive. Compensatory is what brings you back to where you were. So let's say you had a 75% loss and insurance paid that 75%. They brought you back up to where you were at again. Okay.
It makes you whole. It makes you whole before the damages. Got it.
Yes. Now, the punitive is anything up and beyond, which is what is taxable.
Interesting.
So and it all comes down to wording. That's why I'm saying you want compensatory and not punitive.
Got it. Compensatory.
The majority of it in compensatory and not punitive.
So you guys, we're learning a lot of amazing things. We're at the half of the hour almost. And I want to give another shout out to Christina Charpentier-Biddle, our Southern Belle badass. Where can people find you? We're not leaving yet, but let's just plug in case you're just tuning in. Where can we find you?
Well, you can go to one location, and I am there any way you want to get me. It is www.premierabc1.com. Let me spell premier for you. It is www.premierabc1.com. And all of my other contact methods are right there. You can shoot me an email from my website, however you want to do it. I'm available 24/7.
She's on the East Coast, you guys. She's in Alabama, and she's at her lake house in North Carolina. But if you follow some of the advice that Christine is offering, you too could possibly have a lake house. I'm aiming for a mountain cabin and a beach home, but hey, to each their own, right?
That's right. That's right. And I want to say this, for the people who actually paid attention and followed through with some of the advice that you and I gave them early on in the pandemic when we were getting all of this assistance. And I tried to stress to people, please save your money. Put it somewhere where it's going to make you money until you need it. I really hope that some people took me up on that. If you did, you basically don't have much to worry about right now. You should be good at least until September, October. For those of you who didn't pay a bit of attention to me, y'all better listen up now. Ooh. Because it's fiction to get real out here. It is, because I'm going to be very honest, this entire campaign hinges on the economics of this country. So what they're doing is the current administration is basically trying to bring the government, bring people to their knees to throw them a bit of a bone and think, make them think that they're shitting in high cotton, and then to bring them up again and to win votes. And that's all this is. They're trying to make you hungry, and then they're going to feed you, and they're going to say, oh, and since I did that for you, you owe me this. But I want people to listen to me today because I do want to go over some more gig work that you can do, things that to put food on the table for your families, to help your parents out, because the rate we're going, mom and dad's going to be living with you pretty soon.
Let's put a quick button in that because I understand what you're saying. And just for the record, on the startup, we keep it pretty neutral politically. We want people to start businesses no matter what you sign up for, no matter who you vote for. Christine and I want you to win. We are neutral in that respect. But I think you're pointing something very important out. And it's really important to be noted that any taxes you've ever paid into the system or anything you've ever contributed to the government, this stimulus and any assistance during a pandemic is yours, is your right. If you are a taxpaying citizen, they are not doing you a favor. They're just doing the job that we hired them to do when we voted for them. And so please don't look at this as a favor. If you see anyone's signature on a check, that is just a representation of your money working for you, them working for you during an emergency. And I think
that's just the signer on that checking account at the time is all it is.
I think it's important to know that it doesn't matter if it was 45, 44, 43, 42, 41, 40. It does not matter which number president it is. It is our money collectively. We are in this great experiment called the United States together. And we are all entrepreneurs here in some form or another paying into that pot. And we're hiring these people to take care of us at this time. So they're not doing you a favor. They're doing their job. Just want to be clear on that for everybody. And
I apologize if I went off on a wild tangent. I'm an entrepreneur that has been in business under several different administrations. Sure. I have seen taxes change over these administrations. And I'm going to tell you that in my personal experience right now, the last few years, my clients' tax returns have suffered anywhere from $300 to $3,000 each.
Wow. But it's good to know. It's good to know what works, what doesn't, and it doesn't speak necessarily to a party or to a president. But maybe we can look at what's working, what's not. Like anything else, when you start a business, you talk to a friend, you get a consultant, you go, "What worked for you?" And then we go from there. So let's pick it up from here. And we love you. Let's go.
Okay. So we were going. Listen, I do want to cover some gambling income here, because a lot of people are not sure about gambling income.
That's a good one. Yeah.
It is taxable. Your gambling income is taxable, but listen to this. You save those scratch-offs that didn't win, because that's your ticket, because you get to write off what you didn't, what you made. So if you won $100 and the ticket cost you $20, then you only have to pay taxes on $80 of that money.
That's really good to know.
But you need the ticket. Or if you go to a casino and, you know, when you get the cards, you make sure that they know how much you are betting and they put that on your card, because you, if you have large winnings for the night, you can get a print out of everything. Because, you know, when they say change 100, change 500, they're putting that on your card. So therefore, what your cost basis, as I call it, your cost basis, it sets your cost basis, and then they deduct that from the amount that you win, and that's all you pay taxes on. But that's another record keeping.
A lot of people are going to the casinos right now. A lot of people getting out of the house and trying to turn that $1,200 into some mortgage payments or some groceries or something.
They are, and another, but I want them to realize that there is a record keeping for this, and you can get it from the casino. When you check out or when you cash out at night, you could ask them for a printout of what's on your card, because you will need that if you have large winnings. But I know a lot of people don't win. I do have some clients that they have anywhere from $60,000 to $80,000 a year in winnings when they just randomly go to a casino on vacation, you know, and so that's what we rely on, are the casino reports.
Good.
Now, Social Security, that's one thing I wanted to get into as well for just a second, second, because there are a lot of people out there that are collecting Social Security. Now they're getting ready to be faced with possibly getting a job, a little part-time job, because the economy and that, you know, you just don't ever know what's going to happen. You may have grandkids coming to live with you and have to pick up some cash. Be very wary, because having a job can also make your Social Security become taxable, but they don't tax the entire amount. Based on how much you make, they can tax either half of your Social Security for the year or up to 85% can be considered income. I just want to throw that in there. I don't want anybody to ever think they're getting free money from the government. It's never free. Social Security disability, it is non-taxable until you start adding other things into it. So, with that being said, I want to move on to basically the crisis that we have right now, the financial fragility in the United States right now, and the fact that most people are living hand to mouth at this point, not even paycheck to paycheck. They're living hand to mouth.
It's going to get crazy out here. I mean, I feel like we're in the Wild Wild West, and I'm in the West, you're in the South. God bless the railroad right now. What is going on, Christina?
Well, the only thing, I have no idea what's going on. All I know is I can help people with it. Help people cope with it and manage it. Now,
you
it's
have
also
a survival kit, right? You're doing
I am currently doing consultations. I have a pandemic financial survival kit that I have comprised. And it right now, if you call or email the office, it's www.premieralec1.com. That'll give you all the contact information. But what we're doing is we have in our survival kit, we have a crisis budget, a normal budget, balance sheet, teaching you how to, what is important to you? Ultimately right now, everybody's having to cut back. We're having to pinch pennies and cut back. So what this does is this allows me to sit down face-to-face over the phone via Zoom, however it may be, and help you create a budget. Help you make it week to week while filing your unemployment. Even if you have a small business, bring it to me. I have a pandemic survival kit based for individuals and for sole proprietorships and partnerships as well. And what we can do is we can work together and take either your business or your household finances to the next level to keep you from stressing out. And that way you won't, it makes for some pretty bad days when mom's stressed out about where dinner's going to come from or where lunch tomorrow's going to come from. So
it's going to get crazy if people don't reach out to someone like you that's trained.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I am offering my pandemic financial survival kit. They're normally right at $300, but I am doing a consultation and the pandemic survival kit for $100.
Wow. All right, you guys, startup listeners and viewers, my girl, the pandemic posse member, Christina, is going to give you guys survival guidance. Over 20 years experience here. She's available around the clock for under $100 or $100. And so thank you for doing that. That's for my listeners and my viewers. So you guys get at her. She is a Southern Belle badass. She's not going to give you any trash information, right? Like, you're going to give them the real deal.
They're going to get it. They're going to get the real deal. And you know, I've had a couple people from your show to reach out to me, and, you know, I was able to help them immediately. I was very glad to be helping them. They're out in California, some are in California, some are in St. Louis. And so, we're all in this together. We're in this together. And anyway, I don't even know what to say, because it's just so, who ever thought we would be here?
No. It's like when I was having a shot on December 31st, I wasn't fucking thinking about this shit. I was like, it's going to be the best year ever, and you're turning it up, and you got flights booked, and I mean, I was going to go to Bali this year probably. I mean, it was like insane. Mm-hmm. We all did. Some people, you know, and it's emotional, and I'm glad you're able to identify some people from the show, and they can identify with you, and you can help them, because you're plugging the holes in the boat.
Right, and now I'll be honest with people. If you call me and you're wanting me to help you with a crisis budget, I get personal. I get very personal, but tell me what, I have to have the whole story, not a piece of it.
And don't be ashamed, I think is what you're saying.
Don't ever be ashamed or afraid, because like I said, we're all in this together. I mean, if y'all want to, we'll sit down with my checkbook. Now that's the sad day.
Well, and the transparency is cool. I mean, this is called the startup. One day we might be called the millionaire, the billionaire, but right now we're called the startup. And I think in many phases of our life as entrepreneurs, as mothers, fathers, aunties, we're starting up something always. So I love your transparency with the listeners and viewers. And I think, is there a level of confidentiality that you're providing for some of my viewers and listeners in case they are afraid to get that transparent? I'm sure you have a confidentiality agreement.
I do. I am basically everything short of an attorney. We still have our confidentiality. You actually have to sign certain forms, authorization of consent, things like that. Yes, cool. I am completely bound. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, you know, chances are I've seen it before, so it's not going to shock me.
I mean, hell, we let in with like illicit drugs. I didn't even know that was on the roster, but sometimes I let Christina just go. And she did it today. I'm going to get a lot of messages.
Well, I'm telling you, there's so much out there that people don't know. There's so much that people don't know that I just, let me help you.
Let me help you. I like that.
And let me help you. And it's not that I know everything. I don't. But I do know this. I do know that I had a professor in college that told me, you do not have to know everything. You just need to know where to find everything.
And let's just be honest. That's a beautiful thing to say that. Just know where to go. You're in a safe spot. She's a mother. She's an entrepreneur. She's a Southern Belle badass. I vet everybody that I work with, and I know her on a personal friendship level. I don't commingle my name of 20 plus years in production with people who aren't legit. Yes, we're all human and we're flawed, but at this moment in time when everything's melting down, we need a safe place to land. We just need a safe place. We all do. We have to bite our pride. And Christina Charpentier-Biddle is one of those people. And don't let the Southern accent fool you.
Please don't. Because I can come back and bite.
Great. Give everybody your last thoughts here on what you want to leave us with this Sunday.
I do. I want to go ahead and get everyone prepared for next tax season, because unless you're planning on dying between now and the end of the year, you still have to get your stuff ready for your family to do your taxes.
We're not.
So I want to go ahead. That's it. We're striving. It is 2020. But anyway, so just a few notes here, things that I would like for people to start doing for your accountant. If you're looking for an accountant, I am currently accepting clients at my virtual office.
You're about 80% booked right now, though, right? So you got to get it.
I am. So what I'm doing is I've hired some new employees that have great credentials. That I verified, okay, credentials, I have actually verified. I'm just going to throw that in there. And so they are taking some of the workload off me, so I've been able to open my calendar a little bit.
Okay.
To new clients who are panicking in this pandemic, because they need a special touch. They need somebody to understand them and sit them down and make them breathe.
Yeah, a special touch. Yeah.
So what people, you know, if you need an accountant, I'm available. I've opened some slots up. I can be found at www.premierabc1.com, or you can just call me 910-571-1092. Texting is better, but if you feel the need to call in your old school, do it. I want to leave you on this note. Taxes. Go ahead and start gathering. For those of you who are in business, it doesn't matter if you just started up or if you're going to start up in a few weeks. Start saving your receipts. Start saving bank statements, credit card receipts. For those of you that are in business and have been in business for years or soon or just recently,
mm-hmm.
excuse me, go ahead and start gathering all your payroll documentation if you haven't already. Make sure you have all of your contractor 1099 information together for your accountants. And also, too, this is one that people don't think about, and I get this a lot at tax time. Make sure your driver's license and your ID is valid.
Oh. Well, God knows my DMV appointment got canceled, so I got to redo that, the tags and all of it.
Okay, so, well, so you can do my, and to tell everybody, you can do these things online now. They're allowing it this year, driver's license and things like that. But in order to file a tax return, I do have to have a valid driver's license or ID or some sort of documentation that
Fair
has
enough.
An expiration date. That is it.
Mm-hmm. And if you can't get to the DMV because they shut down or they rescheduled you something crazy, what you can do if you need an emergency, you can go to an amusement park and get a dated ID. They'll take your picture.
There you go.
Very random, but we love you, Christina. Shout out. Stay
I love
with me
being
on
here.
Don't leave yet.
Okay, you got me.
Shout out to my sponsor, Michael Solberg Family Wines. Leah Solberg is the daughter. Michael Solberg is the father. She's the second generation. She does something amazing with her wines, and she wants to keep everybody sipping and happy. Cheers to 10-plus years of having an angel there, Michael Solberg. And we are looking forward to the next 10 years. He's been around since the late 80s, and Leah is doing a fantastic job. So thank you so much for supporting this. And we're going to do a virtual wine tasting. I have a one-year anniversary coming up on September 15th. I will be in Miami in September 13th, right around that time, which is a Sunday. So we're going to do my show on the 13th, and I'll probably do a follow-up show on the 15th because that'll be my one-year anniversary on the startup with Monique LeRae. You guys, don't be afraid. Don't listen to the haters. F what people think. Be your own status quo. Break through your own barriers. Now's the time to rise. If you need a virtual presence, I have a new startup. My company that produces the show is called Cap Aquarius Media. We have a sub. We got to talk about this, Christina, but we have a subsidiary called The Followship Co., and it stands for company. So The Followship is about getting, it's about getting your followership up in this time. So I'm taking exclusive clients. That doesn't mean it's expensive. It just means we're taking a handful of clients at this time. We help you with your followership. And we're going to get your website going and tell you how to link your social media and how to move in this virtual new space. So if you're someone that is a baby boomer or just doesn't understand the internet, I'm here to handhold you with love and show you how to get your followership up and have an online presence. So email me, thefollowshipco@gmail.com or cap Aquarius, that's like Capricorn and Aquarius, @gmail.com, C-A-P Aquarius @gmail.com. Message me on Instagram, Monique, L-O-R-E, Stinson, or the Startup with Monique LeRae. What will you start up today? We love you. Be safe. Love thy neighbor. Wear a mask, even if you think it's stupid. Let's be done with this. Let's move on with our lives. See you guys next Sunday. Be well.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.